past 10 at night. And I got back on the bike for the first time since I got back from Christmas. Back to work. Because we got back from Christmas and then we went away to France for 10 days. And it was a hell of a shock to the system. But I'll tell you what, man. We went to Courchevel in the Alps and on a skiing holiday, ostensibly. But the day we left, there had been about 2.5 feet of snow overnight. And I just stood there for a moment as we were coming down, about to leave this beautiful place, and just drunk in the spectral, ghostly, unbelievable sheen of the mountains. And I felt a warmth and a holiness and a deep, expansive connection. And I always have. I've always loved the outside and I've always loved mountains and, you know, landscape, scenery with class, with majesty. And really hard coming back, especially as we drove from the Alps all the way back to England. So we went through the Ardennes and Champagne and these beautiful wide open spaces with a couple of cars in any direction and no people, and just, and when you did find them, they were just the most friendly, beautiful, rustic people. And just impressed on me the things I find important that I hold dear, which are in stark contrast sometimes to where I work, the crush and the stupidity and the unnaturalness of London sometimes. Exciting a place that it may be, and what I do for a living, which perversely, ironically enough, affords me these experiences in a way. So I pondered that kind of dichotomy anyway. But getting on the bike today on the way, going back to work, because I've got a bit lazy recently and been ordering taxis, but I got on the bike at 6 a.m. this morning and it was wet and cold. But biking those 3 miles to the station, folding the bike, hefting it onto the train, hefting it onto the tube, swinging it, unfolding it, biking down Oxford Street, arriving feeling like I'd had a titanic physical mission rather than just sitting in a warm taxi and then being shunted to work, made me feel a bit as if I retained some control, some connection with this, the wilds in which I live and the mad urban wilderness in which I work. So I still have this feeling of well-being. I'm determined that it won't be eroded. And that all happens in the mind.